Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we're completing the section on doing good amals, encouraging or doing good amals towards the latter part of one's life, the encouragement to increase in good deeds in one's latter life. An Anas radiallahu anhu qal, Inna Allah taba al wahy ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qabla wafatihi hatta tufiya akthar ma kana al wahy. Uttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Allah Ta'ala sent revelation more frequently to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he neared his demise, so that when he passed away, revelation was at its highest frequency. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Pak, had sent down wahi to him, and as he was nearing his demise, there was much more wahi that was coming down to him. Ulama explained that the reason for this was due to the fact that many delegations came to Madinatul Munawwara after the conquest of Makkah. So different delegations were coming. Allah Ta'ala was sending down much more wahi. The other reason ulama give is that the delegations that came posed many questions pertaining to the rules and regulations of Islam, necessitating revelation. Further, there was also a need to reveal the remaining aspects of Sharia so that Islam could be completed. The mouth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is coming. There's still more remaining aspects of Sharia to be revealed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was revealing it more frequently. There's also a possibility that ties up with this chapter that we are doing, that because of the last part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicated with him more frequently. That this was his latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So more Allah Ta'ala communicated with him. And the lesson we take from this is that as we're getting closer towards Akhirat, closer towards Maut, the more we should communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should increase. It should never be such that as we're getting closer towards Maut, then our connection with the dunya is increasing. Rather, it should be such that our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is increasing. One last hadith. An Jabir radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yub'athu kullu abdin ala ma mata alayhi. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every person will be resurrected in the state which he passed away. In whichever condition he passed away, that's how he will be raised up. For example, if a person passed away whilst in ihram, whilst in hajj, then on the day of Qiyamah, he'll wake up with ihram, reading the talbiyah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Or like that, if a person passed away whilst in jihad, on the day of Qiyamah, this person will wake up as though he is in the medan of jihad, with his cut and with his wounds, etc. How proud will this person be on that day? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he endured so much. Like that, if a person passed away in salah, he'll wake up on the day of Qiyamah in the condition that he is in salat. Like that, if a person passed away remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he'll wake up in that condition. Allah ta'ala forbid, but a person passes away whilst drinking wine, whilst committing adultery, whilst listening to music in the car, he passes away in this condition. And how will he wake up on the day of Qiyamah in that condition? What embarrassment it will be to him on that day. Therefore, a person should continuously see that he is in such a condition that if mort has to come to me now, I'm ready to go, I'm happy to go. Mort, the angel of death, should never find me in a disco, in a casino, in a gambling den, in something where I, in some vice where I'm disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angel of death should find me in such a way that I'm doing something pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the day of Qiyamah also, when I wake up, I will be pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hadith teaches us something very, very important, that a person should be very mindful. If he wants to wake up and on that day when the whole creation will be there, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right up to the last person to come, every person will be there. A person is worried about his respect in this world when he is in front of so few people. When a person is exposed to so few people, he is worried about his respect. Can you imagine what will happen on that day when the whole creation will be there? The person wants respect, and the day of respect, or the day that he'll get respect, is on that day. So what we should be more interested in is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the person is getting older, he should increase in good deeds. Another thing Ulama explained from this is a person should try and keep good company. Because if he gets good company, it is very likely that the good company will make it such, will encourage him, will enable him to do good deeds right up to the end. And a person should always firmly stick to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his character and in every aspect of life. Now look at this, just another point, that this is the last hadith of this chapter. You see these muhaddithin, is that when they bring the last hadith also of a chapter, they bring it in such a way that it actually ties up with the chapter that they're doing, and it gives a good message also. In other words, this hadith got to do with the last action that the person is doing before he passes away. So they bring it also as the last hadith of the chapter. In other words, last action that he does before he passes away. So let's bring this as the last hadith of the chapter. So like this in hadith you'll find very, very common. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi, most of his hadith in the chapters, you'll find that the last hadith of every chapter, so many different chapters he brought, the last hadith of the chapter that he would bring would have to do with maut. Because this is the last hadith, let it have some link with the last thing that will happen to a person in this world. And what is the last thing? The last thing is maut. So he'll bring a hadith that got some link with death in his kitab. So like this, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith here, telling us that this last hadith of the chapter is reminding us that lest your last action be such that it is good, so that on the day of Qiyamah you'll wake up with a good action. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.